because I keep singing. Praise God. God is doing a miracle in the life of somebody here. I don't know what it's all about. Some of you need to pour out your heart. You have not spoken to somebody about things in your life, and God will want you to pour it out to him. Don't keep it inside you. That's why worship, effectual worship, spiritual worship is very essential. When you do it, you are able to offload. You're able to get heart circumcision. You have freedom in your heart. The heaviness disappears. Genuine worship, that's what it brings. It not just, I like entertainment. I like the incitement, but I like connectivity to the Holy Spirit. I like intimacy with the Holy Spirit, because that's what makes the difference. And you know, next month is our covenant month of limit breaker. The Holy Spirit. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't like to get into a church and not connect with the Spirit of God. Because you won't just get anything. When you see sometime worship is going on, some people are looking, it's because they are not connecting. They are not connecting. And once you are not connecting, there will be no download. If you are not connecting, you'll be able to collect. When you walk into a realm of intimacy with God, it's something that is, the pleasure is more than anything you can describe. When you see people sing and they are crying, it's not that they are crying for their sin. They are crying because the excitement is too heavy for the body to contain. So they just weep. Not that they've done anything wrong. It's the overwhelming power of God, a Shekinah glory of God, decided to invade the body of a man. You know, the mortal body can't contain the terrestrial except God enables you. Praise God. That's why Jeremiah said, his word in me burn like fire, like fire. You just want to explode. You see, people getting excited, and other people are looking around wondering, what is wrong with him? Why is he so emotional? Friends, without emotion, you can't connect with God. God gave us emotion so that we can relate with him. You can't worship God without emotion. It's a part of worship. Praise God. The human nature of God kept it there to be able to enable you to do what you need to do when you are related with him and with fellow human beings. The force of righteousness. This subject I'll be teaching is to open us up so that your Christian life will no longer be a struggle. Because some people, Christian life is a struggle. Like we have to do it. Like we have come back to the time of the law. The law was very oppressive. The law of Moses was very degrading. If you miss any aspect of the law, you have missed everything. Look at somebody, tell the person, we are in the time of grace. Would you please talk to another person, tell the person, we are in grace period. No, somebody said, you say, we are in grace period, doesn't mean we should do anything we like. No, grace period even helps you not to do anything you like. Grace period keeps you away from things that are ugly. Grace period keeps you away of grace. The anointing of grace keeps you away from sin and iniquity. We're looking at, and today we want to go into another, I thought I could finish this in today, worship took over. Today we want to look into another aspect of the force of righteousness, which is the benefit of righteousness. The benefit of righteousness. The benefit of what? The benefit of what? I told you, I gave my life to Christ, and every day, every Sunday was repent. Be holy. Repent, be holy. And I was not told how to be holy. And it made life difficult for me. I was looking for what I could lay hands on my life to be able to walk holiness in my life. Nobody taught me. I remember those days, I would cry in every service. I was crying all the time. Crying for my sin. You know? And if I was properly taught, there would be no need for crying. Because once knowledge is not available, people can dabble into all kinds of stuff. In order to give a church a healthy nature, a healthy character, we overstretch certain truth and then run into another form of error. Any church where they preach so much sin, I have found out after many years in the Lord that people live more in sin. I'm not saying you don't talk about sin, but show people how to live above sin. That is better. Praise the Lord. Just the way faith comes by hearing, the same way anything you hear has influence over your life, is that is what you are hearing all the time. Chinese proverb say, donkey give me fish. What did he say you do? Show me how to what? The problem is how to. You know, Ecclesiastes tells us, he said, the labor of the foolish. Ecclesiastes, you see, Ecclesiastes 10, verse 15, he said, the labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them, because they do not know how to do what? Enter into the city. The how to is the problem of the world. You are sick. How do I get well? You want to get married. Who do I marry? How do I get married? I want to enter university. How do I enter? That is the challenge. The how to is the technicality of how to make it work. I want to have a glorious destiny on earth. What? How do I do it? What do I do? How do I go about it? I want to be holy. What am I supposed to do to be holy? Amen. You know, it's not everybody. If you say everybody's sin, that one is ordinary. Everybody should know that. Oh, it's like recognizing that somebody have AIDS. Good. That has been discovered. But what would you? What can the person do to be free of AIDS? That is where the solution is. And everybody looking for solution. Not the problem, the sin. People know they are sinners. But how do I get out of sin? And those people are saying, men are brethren. What shall we? In the book of Acts, Apostle, early part of Acts, Apostle, after they heard the preaching of Peter, he's like, men and brethren, what shall we do? What do we do now? The what do we do is where these challenges are. The reason why I'm giving all this foundation is to open you up. Because once you understand that righteousness is not what you purchase with money, it's not what you earn by hard work, it's something that has been given to you by the reason of what Jesus Christ has done. It has been purchased for you. Amen. I expect somebody to say a better amen to that. Amen. Lift up your hand and say, I am righteous, not because of what I've done. I am righteous by the reason of what Jesus Christ has done on my behalf. Can somebody say a better amen to that? Amen. Your righteousness is not worth a right standing. We have right standing with God. Between us and God, there is no longer a middle world partition. There's no longer any form of restriction. That's why he said, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace, so that we might obtain grace and mercy at the time of needs. Because the way into the Holy of Holies has been opened. Amen. There's no longer Jew or Greeks or Gentile. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Amazing stuff. Let's quickly read something here. Romans chapter 5, which is our root scriptures. You know, the teaching ministry makes you to repeat certain things in order to cause your remembrance for what has been taught. Romans chapter 5, verse 19 says, for as by one man's disobedience, who is that man? Who is that man? Adam. By the disobedience of one man, only one man. You see, the way God look at things, because God gave the garden to Adam and then gave him an associate, God was not going after the woman. He was more or less going after the man. By one man's disobedience, and that man is Adam. Just the way the responsibility of family, God talks to the man, not the woman. It's not that the woman is not important. It's just that God is not an author of confusion. He likes orderliness. Praise God. The man is the head of his house. That's how God has made it. The moment a woman becomes the head, things will go upside down. Am I speaking to somebody here? It's not that, like, listen, if you are pushing woman liberation movement, you are against the word of God. Women liberation are a concoction by single mothers to claim equality with men. And it's not scriptural. Because I know all over the world, sometimes that's what is raining. Equal right. Women want to be equal with men. And you and I know God did not plan it like that from the very... The man was created before the woman. It's like my first child is older than the second child, isn't it so? The first is always the first in the sight of God. Can somebody say amen to that? So the man is the head, not the woman. The woman is the neck down. Somebody say amen to that. Am I speaking to somebody here? I hope somebody's not unhappy about that. Because everybody say the man is the head. Say the scriptures cannot be broken. You didn't say it again. I said the scriptures cannot be broken. The man is the head. And when Jesus had to come, he came again in form of a man. Now, the reason why God created a woman is to complement the man. The only reason why a woman can take over the leadership of a home is when the man's head is not correct. Am I talking to somebody here? When the woman is a stupid, when the man is a stupid man, in order to ensure shame, reproach, and disgrace is thrown away from your family, you now, what do I do? The woman takes over the leadership, and God will allow her. Or maybe the man is not okay, sick, or whatever. The woman takes over command as a delegated. She's delegated now to operate as if she's not the person in charge. Can somebody say amen to that? By ordinary, the man is where? Somebody say amen to that. But in a situation where a man wants to go to an occultic church and you're a woman, you know it. What are you supposed to do? I think these are serious issues that normally happen. What do you do? Do you follow the man to the place? No. You know if you go there, it will corrupt you, corrupt the children, corrupt everybody. Generations from that family will be corrupted. So you can take a stand. How do you take a stand? It's not by fighting. How do you take a stand? Not by holding his, what do you call it? You know what I'm talking about? That's easy to be done. It's not that. How do you take a stand? You take a stand, say, God, this is my head. It's like, it's not, his head is not correct. Please. Somebody shout hallelujah. Help me correct this man who said it's not correct. You say it's my head. The way I'm thinking better than him. Please, can you help him? Help this man before he put all of us in trouble. Somebody say better amen to that. So Adam was the one that disobeyed. But that's why the Bible says, through the disobedience of one man, everybody became sinners. That's why anybody that's born into this world, be small or big, everybody have to accept Christ to be qualified to be children of the Most High God. Even though as one of the creatures of God, we are created in his image and likeness, that doesn't make us a member of the family of God. Amen. It is until you voluntarily, willingly decide and make Jesus Christ your Lord by verbalizing it, sometimes publicly. That's when you are injected, you are introduced, you are grafted into the family of God. Somebody say better amen to that. But by the obedience of one man, what did he say happened to us? Romans chapter 5 verse 19. What did he say happened to us? So by the obedience of one man, of one, shall many be what? Lift up your hands. Say, by the obedience of Jesus Christ, I have been made righteous. Now sinners cannot be righteous. You have to be born again to be righteous. In the other episode, I was talking about the difference between a Christian and unbeliever is the Spirit of God in you. It's what helps you to live above certain demands of the flesh. Am I communicating? Unbeliever doesn't have such power. Unbeliever can easily be swept. They can do anything. In fact, when they do it, they celebrate it. But for you as a child of God, when such demand is made on you, you resist it because of the help of the Holy Spirit. You are not working by yourself alone. The Spirit of God is working in you. And that same Spirit is helping you. This week, the Spirit will be in charge in your life fully. The remaining years of your life, the Spirit of God will take full control. We live the way we live, not because we are not human, but because we are a new creature in Christ. If any woman be who? Not outside Christ, in Christ, what has he become? Lift up your hand and say, I'm a new creature. My past is gone and gone forever. And for the sake of time, let me quickly help us. As we begin to look at some of this benefit of righteousness, we need to be informed that righteousness is assessed by faith. It's assessed by faith. Listen to me. Everything Jesus Christ has died to purchase for us can only be assessed by faith. You can't get it any other way. By being nice, it doesn't produce it. It can only be assessed by faith. Righteousness is assessed by faith. Healing is assessed by faith. Productivity is assessed by faith. Being vibrant is assessed by faith. From the book, from the word of God, the book of the law, which he said shall not depart from our mouth. He said we shall meditate upon it. How? Day and night. And it should be a voluntary thing. It should be intentional. Glory be to God. So in fact, everything God has provided for us in the substitutionary death of Jesus Christ can only be assessed by what? By faith. By what? By what? Look. Romans chapter 5. From verse 1 to 2. Romans chapter 5 from verse number 1 to 2. And the Bible tells us this. It said, being therefore declared righteous by faith. Did you hear that? You became righteous by your faith in Jesus. Not by works. Not by what you have done. Not by your good works. Not because you are nice. No. You became righteous by your faith, your acknowledgement and acceptance of Jesus Christ as the only supreme sacrifice for your sin. And you acknowledge him and accepted him into your life. That's what brought righteousness into you. By faith. Not by works. That's why the Bible says the just shall live by what? Lift up your hand and say, I do not walk by sight. I am not controlled by my sight. I'm not controlled by what I hear. I'm always controlled by the word of God. Can somebody say better amen to that? When the word of God with the supervision of the Holy Ghost is the one shepherding your life and capturing your life, you never have shipwreck of your faith. You never fall into any spiritual gutter. You will never be led astray when you are led by the word of God. One of the things I've told us over and over again, God has did for me when I gave my life to Christ, to connect me to people who live by the book, by the word of God. I've never been to any place apart from a Pentecostal church. Never gone to any place. Never. Being therefore declared righteous by faith, we have peace with God. Through who? Our Lord Jesus Christ. And verse number 2 of Romans chapter 5 says, by whom also we have access. Can somebody say, I have access? By faith into the grace of God. And he said, by that grace we stand, wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of. Somebody shout hallelujah. We access this thing by faith, not by our own works. Not by our own might, by faith. Don't allow the devil tell you are still a sinner. You are not a sinner. You are a sinner saved by grace. You are now a saint. Just the way you call Saint Matthew. Saint Matthew Gospel. Saint Mark. Saint Luke. Saint John. You can call me Saint Siva Daniels. You will not be wrong. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Now listen, the New Testament church, the salvation they got is the salvation we equally we have gotten. Listen to me. When Jesus Christ was with the disciples, they were not born again. I think we are going somewhere now. When they were moving with him, they were walking on was sight, what they could touch, what they could feel, what they could hear. And faith is not based on that. It was after the departure and the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost came down that they began to have the understanding of the new creation. And even disciple of Jesus Christ, the apostle, they called them the apostle of the Lamb. 11 of them, because the 12th, what happened? What happened to Judas? He fell by the wayside. Are you getting what I'm saying? They did not know Jesus as Lord and Savior until after the appearance of the Holy Ghost. And even the disciples didn't even have deep knowledge about the new creation. The new creation reality was revealed to Apostle Paul. Somebody shout hallelujah. And Apostle Paul, for your information, was not one of the apostles of the Lamb. The apostles of the Lamb are apostles who were there when Jesus Christ was there. They are the one we call the apostles of the Lamb. The ones that came after, like Thaddeus and so many other people there, Philemon and so on and so forth, they were not among the apostles of who? Timothy was a convert of Apostle Paul. Somebody say amen to that. Apostle Paul came after the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And Apostle Paul would he have given his life to Christ if he didn't have an encounter? I pray somebody will have an encounter with the Holy Spirit. I pray you will have an encounter with the Holy Spirit. Now listen, when there is an encounter, there will be a shift. There will be a shift. Paradise shift. Buri kasata. I feel something here. Oh, so nobody had that deep revelation and insight as to who Jesus was until the coming in of Apostle Paul. And the Holy Ghost could not come on there until Jesus Christ had resurrected. Because salvation was not available until Jesus Christ has gone to the Holy of Holies and presented his blood. Oh boy. As a lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. I think that's a deeper one. Praise the Lord. And then, now we can preach salvation. Because Jesus did not only come, he lived, he walked, he was beaten, and you know what? Crucified, buried, and what happened? And listen to me, guess what? He's coming back again. Can somebody say, my Savior is coming back again? Say, he's coming back again. When I gave my life to Christ, that was a song I used to sing. I used to cry this day when I sing this song. He's coming back again. My Lord is coming back again. You remember those days? He went away and promised that. You remember when we were in that place? He's coming. My wife liked this song. My God is coming back again. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. How come it's only here they are singing it? Can everybody sing it? One, two, go. He's
coming back again.
My God is coming back again. He went away.
He went away and promised that he's coming back again.
Jesus.
Coming back again.
Coming, coming, coming.
My Lord is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming back again.
Somebody shout hallelujah. So when the disciples of Jesus Christ were with him, they were not born again. It was after his death and resurrection. The knowledge of the new creation of Christ began to get dawn in their hearts. Glory be to God. As you can be going to church, if you are not born again, the revelation of who Christ is can't be revealed to you. The depth of his nature, you can never grasp it. And listen to me, the things of God cannot be intellectually grasped. You need a revelation from the Holy Ghost to connect to the wavelength of the Holy Spirit. Am I speaking to someone here? You need it in order to assess. You know, that's why sometimes worship is going on. Some people are ruling, some people are weeping, some people are seeing Jesus. While others are looking, say, what is wrong with these guys? Why are they so emotional? Praise God. What they are seeing, you are not seeing what they are seeing. If you see what they are seeing, you will misbehave. Praise God. He said, why is she breaking her alabaster? Remember that woman? Is it Mary Magdalene? The people didn't understand. The insight, the revelation that lady had of Jesus Christ, the kingship of Jesus, the lordship of Jesus, they could not grasp it. Judas in particular, who was neck deep in stealing, could not comprehend it. He said, that alabaster of ointment, heavy perfume, costly perfume, could be used. We could sell it and take care of the poor. And the Bible tells us there, it's not as if Judas was concerned for the poor. It's like the politician of today. We take care of you when we get to power. Now lie. Fa, fa, fa. Judas is one of the politicians of today. Judas, he was working for himself, because if there is more money in the purse, Judas will be piffling it away. Because Jesus Christ was not taking monthly account. So he was stealing. So he thought if they could sell the alabaster, that there'll be more money in the purse for him to steal. Every satanic thief that have been attached to you dies by fire. Powers that be hooked to your destiny to steal from you, they die by power. They die by fire. They die by fire. They die by fire. Everybody say fire, fire, fire. The woman, that lady had, he said, to whom much has been forgiven. Because she knew what God has done for her. She knew the price of alabaster. Would he have been able to save her soul? Oh boy. Something more than gold. Something more than gold. The Spirit of God. I see in the heart of men.
Something more than gold.
Something more than gold.
Something more than gold. Something more.
I see the Spirit of God.
The seed of the Lord in the hearts of men is something more than gold.
I see more than gold, yeah.
Something more than gold.
In the
Lord. Something more than gold.
Something, 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 something.
The Spirit of God in my heart.
Yes, I know.
It's something.
One more time. Sing it from the depth of your heart.
Something more than gold.
Something more than gold.
Something more
than gold.
The Spirit of the Lord in my heart. Is something more than gold.
Somebody shout hallelujah. And Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3 tells us, for by faith the elders of old obtained what? A good report. That you can't obtain anything good. You can't obtain testimony. You can't obtain healing. You can't obtain productivity. You can't obtain deliverance. You can't obtain freedom except by what? By faith. Faith is so. Shabaloriata. I declare. You know the Bible says God has given to every man a measure of faith. I declare that measure will grow in your life. I declare once again that that measure will grow in your life. You will give that measure a heart, the atmosphere that is required for it to grow. Because if you don't intentionally permit it to grow, it never grows. How do you grow it? By praying tongues. How do you grow it? By studying the word of God. How do you grow it? Periodically you take a fast. How do you grow it? By going out of your way to talk to people about Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. How do you grow it? By loving people. For God so loved the world. Somebody shout hallelujah. That is the subject of his own. Glory be to God. Faith comes by what? That's why you must be careful this season what you hear. The political news are designed to destabilize you. Refuse to entertain it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Am I speaking parable or speaking in coded language? The Lord will help Nigeria. The transaction, the ruling elect, are passing on through. God will kill them one after the other. Every evil transaction that the elite of this country are passing us through, confusing us, they and their children will not survive it. As men that decide to pull Nigeria through gruesome path, suffering, a country that has so much mineral resources and human resources that people can't eat 3 square meals a day, God will punish them. Not only in this life, but in the life to come. It's a deliberate effort to frustrate people. Deliberate effort to impose suffering with our foreign thieves. Praise God. Hallelujah. A poor man will steal a phone, he will be in Kirikiri. A big man will steal billions of naira, he's still going on our street with entourage and bodyguards. The society is unjust. This world is not, you know, balanced at all. It's not balanced at all. It's not balanced. Ground, no level. Praise God. You see, when as I became a Christian, I started thinking I'm a political person. I started thinking, I realized this world is unjust though. Somebody will steal the same crime, they will handcuff the person. Another person will steal worse crime. They will put his picture on national daily to be celebrated. Even the villagers, we award him chieftaincy title. And they will give him double chief, triple chief, for being a big thief. Hey! Old men who are supposed to be dead, they want to corrupt the youth before they die. Satan's children, it shall not prosper. I expect a better amen from you if you are with me. Philippians chapter 3. Glory be to God. Is it not true? It's true. But God will deliver us. We don't know how he will do it. God will deliver Nigeria out of the hand of her taskmaster, wicked men and wicked women who are conspire from a north to south, from south to west. They are all together. The Lord help us. Philippians chapter 3 verse 9. Quickly, we are going to read this together. And be, can we go together? One to go. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness. Wait. Praise God. Ask somebody, which righteousness are you operating under? Is it your own righteousness? Is it the righteousness from the law? Is it the righteousness from Jesus Christ? God has different kinds of righteousness. People create a pattern of life, want to push people to live their life, which is not scriptural. And after a while, they are repenting. Because they know it was a bad theology. It was not scriptural. Because if it's scripturally balanced, you will repent later. The Lord help us. And now listen, your righteousness or religiously created righteousness will keep you in bondage. The only righteousness that unburden you and remove yoke and burden from off your neck is what? The one from the Almighty God. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Not having my own. Hey, Jesus, you know, Paul was so proud of what Jesus Christ has done. The Jews were looking for a way to create religion to please God. Whereas Jesus came to reveal God. He was not trying to create anything. He came to reveal the nature of God Almighty. That God is love. Amen. That even the law that God puts on us was not forever. The law was to move us to the era of grace. Grace is better than law. Am I speaking to somebody? Your grace has found me just as I am. Oh, yes. Amen. And I love you. We sing it.
Majesty.
We sing it.
Majesty. Your grace has found me just as I am.
Empty-handed,
Father, I need your Your grace has found me just as I am.
Empty-handed,
but alive in your hand.
Oh yeah, we sing
Majesty,
your splendor fill your temple.
Forever,
I am changed.
In the presence of your majesty.
It's only love that can change people.
Yeah.
Praise God. Praise God. I declare the healing touch of God will touch somebody now. I'm hearing my spirit. Healing rain falling down. Healing rain falling down.
Healing rain is falling down. I'm not afraid. Healing rain is falling down. Your healing rain is falling down. I'm not afraid. Healing rain is falling down. Your healing rain is falling down. I'm not afraid.
Makuta. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Let's quickly read the Philippians around up. Philippians chapter 3 verse 9. Want to go? Philippians 3 verse 9. Thank God, stay there. Want to go? And be found in Christ, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. And Apostle Paul was still talking about this whole thing in the book of Galatians chapter 2 verse 21. As a roundup, next time we'll talk about some of the crucial benefit that connect with you, like establishes you, bring boldness, bring confidence. Once you know your sins have been forgiven, there's no more condemnation in your heart. It frees your body. Praise God. Galatians chapter 2 verse 21 says, I do not frustrate. Praise God. The grace of God. Another word for the word frustrate here, Galatians 2:21, is set aside, ignore or nullify. I do not set aside, ignore or nullify the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is what? Dead in vain. Somebody shout hallelujah.